Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yes, it is June 18th today, 2024. Hello to everybody jumping on right now in the United States and around the world. Oh, I just saw someone from Long Island. Hello to our friends in New York, in Long Island. Michigan, we were just in Michigan for Reawaken America. Louisiana, Vancouver, British Columbia. Wonderful, our friends in Canada. Oklahoma, Mississippi. There's another Canada. California, hello, hello, UK, hello to our friends in England. We're happy to have you joining us, New Jersey, our neighbors in New Jersey. So as people are jumping on, we're going to open up in prayer. I have a few announcements, and then I'm going to get into an update on Mordecai quickly and Chester. So we thank you for your prayers. The Lord really came through with these situations. And so I'm going to give you a quick update on that as well. And we're going to get into what we have for today, because I'm watching it happen in my own life. So I'm seeing a certain pattern. And we're going to talk about that as well. So hello, hello to everybody jumping on. Welcome, welcome. We're going to open up in prayer. I think I just saw somebody from Australia jump in. Hello to our friends across the globe in Australia. We are so happy to have you with us. Okay. So if you can, like and subscribe and share these broadcasts, we very much appreciate it. And we will open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into the announcements, and we'll get into everything for today. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name, Lord. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father, humbling ourselves before you. Father, acknowledging you are a merciful God, you are a loving God, you are long-suffering, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, Lord. Father, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And he rose again miraculously in 3 days and ascended back into heaven, where he took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate, Lord, day and night before your throne. And we honor that before you, Father, this day. That sacrifice, Lord, that you made as well when you sent your one and only Son, Father God, to die for our sins and purchase us, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place. Father, that your powerful presence would go forth, Father, that your word would go ahead of us, Lord, that the weight of your glory, Father God, would go forth, Lord, in Jesus' name, that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the counselor, would go forth and minister, Father God, to those watching. Father, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us and lead us in Jesus' name, in your wisdom, Father God. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth, Lord, without your life in us, Father God. Lord, you deserve all the glory. Let your name be glorified above all. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 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 Okay. So praise the Lord. Now, a few announcements, and then I will get into what happened with Chester and Mordecai and the whole update on that. Thank you, everybody who has been praying for us and encouraging us in this. It is not easy when these things happen. We praise the Lord, though the Lord was merciful with this. So I'll show you some pictures first, and then we have two announcements. One of them is a big announcement, so we'll start with pictures. Okay, I know you haven't seen these two before because these are the two newest residents of Ark of Grace. Meet Cassie and Cleo, two cockatiels that came over the weekend as an owner surrender. They are in a different cage in the same room as Chet and Grace. They have to be in quarantine, obviously, until the doctor sees them, just to make sure they're not carriers of anything. But they are adjusting. One of them was so freaked out, they laid an egg within 2 hours of coming to Ark of Grace. And so our avian vet was a little shocked about that and said, cover them at night. Make sure you cover them. And so basically, they are adjusting well. Welcome to Cassie and Cleo, newest members of Ark of Grace. There's Gideon being nosy as usual. Gideon is nosy in general. Snow, I think, is nosier even than Gideon. But Gideon is adorable. They all got haircuts for the summer. They all got shaved because it is hot in New York right now. Up there's little Esther, little kitty, big world out there. That should be the title of this picture. Little kitty, big world. She's beginning to come out a little bit under supervision. And so they put her up on the looking glass window on the top floor where the cat towers are. So she could look out at the expanse of the big old world out there. Esther's doing amazing. I have to tell you, though, she is fruitier and nuttier than a fruitcake. I mean, this, she is all over the, she climbs you like a tree. I kid you not. She climbs you like you're an oak tree. And so basically she is in that phase of kittenhood and we're all managing it. And there's Toby doing what he does best, airing himself out. I don't know how else to say it. Toby is upside down, just making sure that all all parts of him all around receive airflow. So Toby loves to hang out in his playpen, and that's where he is in there. Up, Cyrus and Missy playing in their new pool. So all the animals got pools. Our team went and bought them kiddie pools yesterday. Noble has a kiddie pool. Duchess, Missy, and Cyrus have a kiddie pool. Simeon has his water trough. So basically, they all got pools to stay cool when they are outside for short periods in the heat. And there's Boots. Now, let me explain to you this pile of furniture because this is my husband's doing. He piled furniture in the corner of our basement to use for his man cave, and Boots has now taken a liking to this pile of furniture that my husband has decided to put there. Let me tell you, the struggle is real trying to get Chris to take this out and put it in the man cave, but there's Bixby on the bottom. So Bixby and Boots are kind of a pair. They like to hang out together. Okay, and so those were the pictures and the updates. Two other announcements. We have the George Magazine live event coming up in August. So we're looking very forward to seeing you there. You can buy tickets at georgemagazinelive.com and use promo code Grace and they'll give you a 15% discount off your tickets. Also, mark your calendars for July 7th. Starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. We are looking very, very forward to this. We have some lineup. I don't know if we have the, there it is, but we could show everybody the lineup. Thank you. So we have an incredible lineup for that evening. We have Eric and Lara Trump, Alina Haba, Roger Stone, General Flynn, Clay Clark, and Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Rudy Giuliani, Dr. Lance Wallnau, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Donae Clement, Eric Metaxas, Robin Bullock, and myself with potentially some other special guests. This truly is a just night of prayer and coming together and raising the standard that the church is meant to raise in the nation. Prayer is a weapon, and the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And this is what we are coming together. We are coming together in agreement. If one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight, we are all coming together for this. So mark your calendars. July 7th, it will be live starting at 5 o'clock p.m. On all of our platforms. So there is a Ways to Watch tab on arkofgrace.org, and you can click on Ways to Watch, and it will be live on all of our platforms. And so they have been sharing it. Roger Stone shared it today. Clay Clark shared it. Donna Clement shared it. So there's many of them that are starting to share it that are in this lineup. So we're very humbled by this. We were asked to do this by Eric Trump. And so we are very happy to come together with them and pray. You know, they need prayer. The nation needs prayer. The church needs prayer. We need to come together and pray. I mean, that's what we should be doing in ministry. So praise the Lord for that. And I take it seriously when something like this, I take it as this is something serious the Lord wants to accomplish, right? These people are not props. They are real people. They are not meant to be used just to prop up people's images, right? But these are real people that are going through some very heavy stuff that need prayer. And so Jesus did this. He prayed for those that needed prayer, no matter what position they were in. And so basically, this is why we're doing this, because we have been asked to do this. We have prayed about this, and we're coming together, praise the Lord, and doing this as the ecclesia, coming together in the political, the prophetic, in ministry to just come together, lock arms, armor up, and like an arrow, just fire with precision. Prayer is powerful and it has precision. So praise the Lord for that. Okay. Oh my goodness. I hear Chris's voice. He may just pop in. You never know. So update about Mordecai and Chester. So let me explain what happened, because I know many of you saw that we put out for prayer over the weekend. Chester, over the weekend, his blood sugar plummeted, and he gets insulin, but his blood sugar plummeted and he started having trouble breathing through his nose. And it was like fighting an infection, and it snowballed. It literally came on overnight. And so I rushed him down to our 24-hour emergency animal hospital. They're amazing. They have a rehab unit, an ICU unit. It's an enormous animal hospital. We are blessed to have in this area, and he was admitted to the ICU. They actually called a stat and a code when I arrived with him, because they felt it was that serious. And he was hooked up to an IV, and he was given dextrose to try to bring his blood sugar back up. He was put on a much stronger antibiotic, because the vet had given him a shot of an antibiotic, but it wasn't strong enough. So they added a second antibiotic. They have been trying to get him to eat. He is really hypersensitive to insulin right now, and they're not sure why. They also did an ultrasound, and they found spots on his liver. They're not cancerous spots, because they said cancer shows up very dark. They're very bright, and it's changing the shape of his liver slightly. So they said that's just something to table, and when he's healthy, maybe come back and revisit and try to figure out what's going on there. So they're monitoring him today. They wanted to send him home yesterday, but his blood sugar dropped again when they gave him some short-acting insulin to see how he would react. So we're waiting to hear whether he is going to come home today, but he is in very good hands, and they have been wonderful with taking care of him. So thank you for your prayers. The Lord has been merciful with Chester and protected him. And Mordecai, so what happened was yesterday morning, I checked on Mordecai the night before, and he was fine. He was perched. He was breathing normal. Everything was fine. I wake up the next morning, and Mordecai is open mouth breathing. His crop is swollen, and he is in respiratory distress. So I immediately sent a video to our avian vet, and she said, you have to get him down to the bird hospital in Bedford Hills. So our sanctuary manager raced over. I had him ready in his carrier, and she raced him down to that bird hospital. And the doctor there has been wonderful. They did a CAT scan on him. They did x-rays. They did a full exam, and they saw something in his trachea. So yesterday they had to do surgery to try to remove what was in his trachea. They literally had to sedate him, go in through his beak, down his throat, and try to shift or move whatever it was in the trachea. They couldn't tell by the CAT scan. They could just see that it was there. And so praise God, that was successful and they didn't have to put a cannula in his side. So basically birds have an air sac in their side. And if you have to put a ventilator in a bird, it goes in through their side, not down their throat like it would in a person. And he was concerned he was going to have to do that. And praise God, they did not have to put the cannula in. They were able to sedate him, keep him breathing on his own and go in and move the object. He gave him a shot of an anti-inflammatory and he put Mordecai on oxygen to help his breathing. And the doctor was so nice. He went back at 10 o'clock last night to check on Mordecai. So, and basically this morning when I spoke to the doctor, he is breathing much better. He is breathing on his own. He is out of oxygen. He is eating today, he said. This is a long-acting anti-inflammatory. So basically it will last probably almost a week. They want to see how he does on it. They want to see how he does when it starts to wear off a little bit as well. So basically our team is en route right now to pick him up and bring him home. I was up praying last night because I'm watching what's happening and I'm watching how the enemy is playing and I'm watching the attacks that are coming. And this is why we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about today and why it was titled appropriately, because I'm watching this happen in my own life. But the Lord has been so merciful with Mordecai and Chester, and praise the Lord for it. I pray over these animals every night as well as Ark of Grace. And praise God, when you do that, there are less attacks. Does the enemy try to find a way in still? He does, but the Lord is merciful and he covers us and he even cares about his creation. And so Mordecai is doing well enough that he can come home now and be with us. We're still waiting on Chester to see if he can come home yet, but the other cats do miss him. They're actually wondering where he is. They're kind of looking for him a little bit. Missy is probably going to lose her stuff when Chester comes home because she's pretty aware that Chester is not here as well. So thank you everyone for your continued prayers and your help. We so appreciate it. We do everything we can for these animals because, and I'll tell you why, you know, sometimes people go, Amanda, why do you do this? Why would you, you know, go the distance like this? And I'm going to give you the answer to that, because if we expect God to be merciful to us, we have to show mercy to something that is lesser than us. If I want God to go the distance for me, I need to make the effort and go the distance, right? For people and for what he created. That's how I see it, because I cannot expect God to go that distance for me when I don't want to be that, show that kind of mercy and do everything I can to try to save a life and show that kind of love and compassion. You know, and then you can expect it to be reciprocated. But if you kind of brush those things off, right, and then expect that to be reciprocated, that's a one-way street. And so this is why I do what I do. Because exactly, when you've done it unto the least of these, the Lord says, you have done it unto me. And that is always in my mind. Ask my husband. I'm running around with a net rescuing bees drowning out of our swimming pool. I'm not even kidding you. You can ask Chris. I do this. You know why? Because I look that insignificant to God, probably. Not that he doesn't love us, but I'm saying he's the God of the whole universe. So sometimes we look like that drowning bee in that swimming pool. We look like Mordecai having trouble breathing. And for the Lord to turn in our direction and be merciful, we, because we are created in his image, have to turn in that same direction and be merciful. And that's why I do what I do. And that's what makes me tick. And that's how I think. So I wanted to encourage you in that. And tell you that, because some people think, why would you ever? This is why. This is why, because this is always in the back of my mind when it comes to my relationship with the Lord. Okay, now, I want to talk about something that happened that might have slipped by some people, but this happened and my radar went up and I had mentioned this on Elijah Streams a couple weeks ago, and I was just looking at it this morning and praying about it and just, you know, just going over this in my head. And so I think this is what we're going to talk about, but we're going to lead up to it. Okay. So what I'm going to talk about, because what the enemy is doing is these surprise attacks. So there is these surprise attacks that are coming, right? Now we're always on alert, or we should be. We should be sober-minded and vigilant, always watching. But what the enemy is doing is he's attacking in multiples right now. So when he's going to attack, he's not just going to hit from one angle. He's going to try to hit from multiple angles right now in order to wear you out. He's trying to do it in the nation right now. He's trying to do it within the church. He's trying to do it in the lives of those that are speaking out right now and that are being those voices crying in the wilderness. But he's trying to attack not only from multiple angles at once to try to wear you out and get you distracted. But if the enemy can't get to you, he's going to try to get to something you love. If he cannot get to you, he will try and get to something you love. And that is where, instead of letting emotions get ahead of you, as tired of as you are, you have to go into intercession and prayer mode and speaking life and order over that situation and rebuking the devourer. I went around the house and the front of the house last night, and I anointed and I rebuked. In fact, I saw the white tail of an angel's robe coming down the stairs. So after I did all of that, I turned and I looked, and there I caught the bottom of the hem of the white garment of an angel. I believe it was an angel because of the way the garment looked, coming down our stairs, because they were dispatched to be there because the enemy was trying to cause such disruption. And what he was trying to do is to get me to stop what we're doing with this night of prayer by attacking what I love. And if you show him that works, he will do greater. If you show him that area of attack works, he's going to actually double down on that area. So I did not want to show that that worked. And I immediately started rebuking and praising the Lord that he's delivering, you know, Chester and Mordecai. I anointed all the areas where the animals were. I was up in prayer last night. I kept waking up and praying in the spirit. And I said, I am going to continue, and we are going to do this night of prayer. And I am going to do the other things God is requiring of me and asking of me right now, and I'm moving forward in it. God is a big enough God to protect these animals. I cannot back off my position. That has to be our mentality right now, because attacks are coming in multiples. They're literally coming. It's like wolves hunting packs. This is a pack attack right now. This isn't just he's going to try to hit you or get in one side and annoy you. No, this is he wants to try to emotionally cripple you, exhaust you, and get you to stop what God is having you do. And you do not back off your mark when these things happen and when you see these things happen in the nation. This is where you stand your ground against the wiles and the schemings of the devil. So I want to get into this quickly, because something happened over the weekend and I went, you know what? Right on schedule. Here it comes, and I'll tell you what happened. But first I want to get into something quickly. The definition of tolerance and neutrality, because they sort of overlap. Now, what is the definition of tolerance? It is sympathy or indulgence for beliefs or practices differing from or conflicting with one's own. The act of allowing something, like silence in the face of evil, is still evil. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said that, I believe. The allowable deviation from a standard, that's to tolerate. The definition of neutral or neutrality, right, is not aligned with a political or ideological group or thinking, of or relating to a neutral state or power, or not engaged on either side. Okay, so tolerate and neutral sort of overlap with each other a bit. Now, why do I want to go over these definitions? Well, I'm seeing this strange, and I'll talk about what else happened in a minute, but I'm seeing this very clear parallel unfold, and we're going to be getting more into this later on in the week. But back in the time before the Nazis came to power in Germany, there were 18,000 Protestant pastors at the time in Germany. Much of it was lukewarm. which means they did not have the ability to discern, and the enemy could sound like the voice of God pretty easy, and they would accept it. Now, when these 18,000 Protestant pastors at the time, okay, in Germany was going on, Hitler became Chancellor of Germany first. He was Chancellor before he was Führer, okay? Every generation we have seen that sword of Amalek mutate. Every generation that sword mutates and its weapon of choice is different. Same spirit, same ruthlessness, same intent, it mutates. Its weapon of choice is different. Now, when this is happening, of those 18,000 Protestant pastors, 3,000 of them sided with Hitler and tolerated and indulged the beliefs and practices of the Nazi party, even though it conflicted with a biblical foundation, even though it was detestable when it came to the word of God, they aligned with it, okay? You had 3,000 of the 18,000 that signed the Confessing Church document with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who saw the writing on the wall with the Nazi party, saw the wickedness, saw where the nation was going, and him and 2,999 others signed it and stood against such satanic wickedness, because communism was born of Satanism. And we'll talk about that also, you know, having to do with Karl Marx, and that'll be later on in the week. 12,000 pastors are left, right? We have 3,000, 3,000, 6,000. We have 12,000 left to get to 18,000. 12,000 remain neutral. Not aligned with the Nazi party or beliefs, or aligned with the Confessing Church. They faltered between two opinions. They stayed neutral. And 12 has to do with government and rule. So they stayed neutral in the face of a satanic government. They stayed neutral. Silence in the face of evil is still evil, because you're still allowing the evil to persist. So the majority said, I don't want to get involved. Nope, we don't want to get involved. We're just going to have our bubble of a church service. We're going to have our very superficial messages. We're all going to be in church for an hour and a half, and then we're going to go home the rest of the week and just live our lives. You cannot do that when there is an existential crisis. When a nation reaches that, you can't do that anymore. You have to either have the courage of your convictions, or if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for everything. And so we see this parallel happening today in the American church. We see it happening in the European church. Had 3,000 more pastors sided with the Confessing Church, Hitler would have never came to power. That's the kind of power the church has that they have refused to fully embrace and utilize. And this is an alarm right now being sounded to the church, that if you want to be between the 3,000 and the 12,000, 15,000 that allowed evil to advance in such a way and to destroy a biblical and moral foundation and stand there and do nothing, there will be a wage for that that God pays. There will be a wage given for that. And we are watching this happen in the American church and unfold right now. And this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you either have the courage of your convictions or you don't. This is where the shepherds and the showmen are going to really show themselves leading up to the end of the year. The Simon the Sorcerers versus the Phillips. This is where it's really going to show itself, is right now. We are seeing that great divide happen. Now, if you take this and apply it to all these agendas today, right? LGBTQ+, transgenderism, Black Lives Matter, Ukraine, Palestinian and Hamas. You have the conservative movement, you have the liberal movement. With all of these agendas, you see pastors are either migrating towards and tolerating and allowing the deviation from the biblical standard and actually enabling it, or they are remaining neutral and faltering between two opinions and speaking not a word and saying no pastor should speak out, no person in ministry should speak out politically. Have you read the Old Testament? Have you read the Gospels and the things that Jesus said to the Roman government and the religious authorities? Apparently you haven't, because if you did, you would be following suit. But we see this happening, and we see this great divide happening, and God is allowing it. And he is allowing it for good reason, because he is going to clean house in the church, because the church is meant to be the standard. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him. The church is meant to be that standard. And when the church instead opens up the gate and allows hell to come in with its entire army, we have a problem. And this is what we are seeing. And praise God, more and more are waking up, and you see more pastors speaking out, and you see more shepherds that are really shepherds rolling up their sleeves, you know, and getting out there in the fields and really defending the flock. And you see that, but you still see the majority in what they're doing and what they're involved in and the agendas they are chaining themselves to. And all of that is going to culminate in a great split and collapse of part of the church, so it can be rebuilt the way it is supposed to be built and function the way it's supposed to function. Now, something happened over the weekend, and I'm going to show you. I don't know if many of you saw this, but I saw this, and I went, right on schedule, people. Hillary Clinton gets standing ovation in surprise appearance at the Tonys. Very special. Surprise. A surprise appearance at the Tonys. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made a surprise appearance at the Tony Awards on Sunday, where she received an enthusiastic standing ovation from the crowd. She's dressed in gold, if you notice. So she's dressed in gold, okay, in a very distinct pattern. Sort of like that Ishtar Ashtoreth statue above the New York City Appellate Courthouse. So interesting, the color choice she chose. She chose gold. Now, I'm going to say something else in a minute too, because she chose the Tonys. Of all places, she chose the Tonys. You know why she chose the Tonys? To New York. Where is all the lawfare happening? In New York. Where was the golden Ishtar Ashtoreth, whatever you want to call her statue, put above the courthouse? New York. To New York. This is a very strategic move on the part of her, whoever is handling her, and the Kingdom of Darkness. And this is why they're doing it. This is why they chose the Tonys. Okay. And the Lord, I perceive it to be the Lord, showed this to me this morning. And I went, aha, you think you're so funny, but this is why. And she dressed in gold, because that golden statue is in New York, and there's two of them. And I'm going to tell you about this in a moment here, but I'm going to just tell you what her name means quickly, because I saw this last night, and I wrote it down quickly. Her maiden name is Rodham, R-O-D-H-A-M, right? Rodham, Rodham. Okay, if you break this down, a rod is either a shepherd's cudgel, like the staff the shepherd holds, or a pole with a line and usually a reel attached for fishing. It also means punish, okay? Like a rod of punishment. A rod of correction, okay? And then you have the Ham part, who was Noah's rebellious son who tried to humiliate him and was the father of Canaan, whom the pagan idolatrous Canaanites descended from, the Canaanites whom God ordained must be driven out from the land that God promised to Israel. So you have Rodham, okay? Now, if you put it together, what does this mean? It means punish your rebellion, shepherd of rebellion and idolatry, or to reel in rebellion and idolatry. This is what her name means. If you look at her name, this is what it means. And she comes out at the Tonys, the two New Yorks, dressed in gold as a surprise. Now, there's another surprise with this, because I had warned on Elijah streams over 2 weeks ago. I said, you all talking about Michelle Obama? I said, you better watch out for Hillary and her coming back out to try to run again. What if this ends up being a matchup of 2016 all over again? Did you ever think about this? All of a sudden, she coming back out. She's coming back out in the Tonys to New York, where all the lawfare is happening. This is how they play. This is how, I'm just saying, you need to pray about this right now, because there's a reason. There's a reason she's coming back out. Now, you also have a larger statue that looks like that Ishtar statue, okay, that was placed in a park. Here it is. Okay, so let's talk about this very fast. This statue is called Witness. Okay, put up in 2023. The other part of her installation, this Pakistani artist, is called Now. So if you put it together, you get a Now Witness. Well, who has been the Now Witnesses in all of this lawfare? Who has been the Now DAs in all of this warfare and lawfare and all of this? It's been women. It's been women. Ashtoreth is often mentioned with Baal, and the two were seen as consorts, each complementary to the other. This is Judges 2:13, 3:7, 10:6, 1 Samuel 12:10. In fact, the phrase, the Baals and the Ashtoreths, may have been used as a generic term for the pagan gods and goddesses of various forms. Although Baal was associated many times with the bull and thunder and rain, also known as Zeus when it came to the Greeks. And then you have Ashtoreth of fertility and divine law, and sometimes they even called her a goddess of war. Okay, so those two statues together, right? The one on top of the New York City courthouse where the headline said, "Move over, Moses, there's a new female lawgiver in town." And the big statue is called Witness, a Now Witness. Well, who were all the witnesses they brought now? Many of them were women. Many of the DAs were women. And then they attempted to move this statue around the country. So then they picked up that big statue and they attempted to move it around the country the same way back in 2016. They attempted to move the Arch of Baal around the nation before the election. So once again, 8 years later, they're now picking another statue, right? Another false god, another representation, you know, of a biblical ancient demon. And they want to take that statue and go around the country with it, just like they did with the Arch of Baal. The Arch of Baal was placed on display in New York City. These golden statues have been placed on display in New York City. Why is New York so important to the enemy? Because Washington, from Federal Hall in New York City, made a covenant with God from New York and New York City. And the enemy knows that covenant rests there. And that is why he has tried to keep New York on lockdown ever since, because it is the carotid artery to Washington, D.C. At least that's what I call it. Now, if you look at Judges chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, this is what it says. Then the sons of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals, and they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods from among the gods of the peoples who were around them, and bowed themselves down to them. Thus they provoked the Lord to anger. So they forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Ashtoreth. The anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he gave them into the hands of plunderers who plundered them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies around them so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had spoken and as the Lord had sworn to them, so that they were severely distressed. That is the penalty for serving the Baals and the Ashtoreths. This is why it's so important we stand against it now, because there is a severe precedent of a biblical penalty. And I understand Jesus died for our sins at Calvary and the New Testament, but this, the Old Testament is the foundation of the New Testament, and he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And this was the penalty. And Washington had warned that if America ever turned from God's blessing, that God would turn from them. And Washington said that in that covenant. And this is what is in the book of Judges. Because Israel turned and served the Baals and the Ashtoreths, God turned against them. This is why it's so important we take a stand now as the church and stop playing church, right? And stop letting every foul haunt, jackal, and agenda that has to do with what is detestable to God in to run the church. Because the enemy loves religion. He hates the relationship with God. Religion will keep people in bondage. The relationship with God through Jesus Christ came to set people free, and he knows it. Now, remember I told you about Hillary and Canaan and Ham and Rod Ham and what her name means? Well, in 2020, around the time of the election, Obama released the book Promised Land. Canaan, Ashtoreth, that's their kind of land. They think that's their promised land. No, it is God's to give, and it is God's to take away. It is not their Canaan. It is not their Baal. It is not their Ashtoreth. And oh, on top of it, she decides to come out during the Tonys, the two New Yorks, during Pride Month. They are just cresting on a wave to crash. Let me tell you, this, they think they're going to ride this thing. They're going to ride this thing into a crash. I'll tell you that much. But this was very strategically done, and we have to take note of that. Now, I'm going to show you what CNN showed from the Tony Awards quickly. Let me just show you. This is the front page of CNN. Now, I'm sorry, I don't mean to show this, but this is blatant and in your face. Transgenderism, perversion, demonicness. This is what CNN put as the cover for the Tonys. All right, so they had this. And then if you scroll down, there's something called The Outsiders. Okay, there's a play that's called The Outsiders, okay, that I believe was nominated. You know what The Outsiders is about? You want to laugh? So you got all the perversion and the detestable things, right? And you got Hillary, right, coming out. The Outsiders is set in 1967, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Do you know what came out of Tulsa, Oklahoma? Reawaken America, right? What you would call outsiders. It's set in 1967, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and there's a battle between rival gangs, and there is a protagonist in it, this gentleman, that is trying to break free of what the gang is trying to bring him into. So you have Tulsa, Oklahoma, Outsiders, and then you have Hillary Clinton, and then you have the what's perverse and detestable front and center. Prophetically speaking, it's the agenda of perversions versus the outsiders. And there you have what is happening in the nation in a nutshell. So I wanted to kind of leave you with that thought. I also want to leave you with the thought that Kennedy entered this race, and he's been hanging around and lingering in the presidential race. And I had that dream last year about them wanting to put somebody, or 2 years ago, in that Christmas chair, and the Kennedys were in that room. You don't know if he's lingering in this race for a bait and switch. So I'm saying you need to watch these names right now, right? Clinton's, Kennedy's, Trump's, Obama's. You need to watch these names right now because one of them's lingering in a race for a reason. And one has just, in a surprise, come back out during the Tonys, the two New Yorks. This is all well orchestrated, and you just need to ask for eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, has to say to see what they're doing. Because if you can see how the enemy is moving, you know how to pray. If you see how he's moving, you can expose what he's doing. And so this is why I do what I do. And I show these things. Yes, I know Newsom's name has come up as well, but there's a reason she came out. Surprise! Nobody knew she was going to be there. There's a reason for that. So just keep that in mind as we go forward. Now, I wanted to just finish up with that and switch gears for a moment and bring in Andrew Sorcini, because I don't know if you've been hearing what I'm talking about, Andrew, but Hillary Clinton suddenly, during a surprise, made an appearance at the Tony Awards this weekend. And Tony is to New York, where all the lawfare is happening.
It's very interesting. I just finished a podcast with General Flynn and Clay Clark. Mm-hmm. And General Flynn said the exact same thing you just said. He said,
praise the Lord.
He said Biden's starting to look very incompetent. He was at the event with Obama. Yes. He didn't even know where he was. He said, watch out for Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, and a couple others.
Yep, we were just talking about all them. I said, you have to watch all the big names. I said, you have a Kennedy lingering in this race too for a reason. I said, so these are all names you have to watch right now. But the fact she came out is a surprise. And she picked something that was called Tony, which is to New York. You know, this is how they're playing right now. So I just wanted to, we were just talking about that and pointing that out to everybody. But I want to talk, Andrew, for a minute, if you have anything to tell us about what's happening right now that could add to this at all.
Well, as far as what's happening in the world, I think that our election is the single most important thing out there, not just for the United States, but for the whole world. And we have the BRICS nations that have been working really hard for the last couple of years to de-dollarize the entire globe and go to a digital dollar that's gold-backed. And I think the incompetency that has become our current presidency is like music to their ears.
And Putin just did this. Well, look what Putin did. Putin just went to North Korea, right? For the first time in 24 years or something like that. They've got it's been a long time. And they are now trying to do something to the dollar.
Yes.
Because of the sanctions.
Yes. It's it may have been a chess move where when Putin attacked Ukraine and we then seized all of the bank accounts and all of his property, that's like when you give up your pawn in the first in your first play of the chess game. And he gave that up for the greater good and for them. Yeah. And it's and it seems to be working out pretty good. And I think that if they could somehow see Donald Trump not win as president, it's exactly what they want. And that's why we really have to make sure he gets in there, because it's not looking good.
You know, if we look at the game of risk they're playing right now, right? You remember the game Battleship when we were kids, Andrew? Like, you know what I mean? You'd have like, you couldn't see what the other was doing and you were trying to figure out what they were doing. Well, you've got Russian warships coming into Cuba, 90 miles off our coast, right? You've got Putin meeting with Kim Jong-un, right? So you've got all the communist players right now beginning to close ranks and come together. And it's for good reason they're doing this right now. A, because June is Pride Month, and pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. So you see them all puffing out their chests like roosters during Pride Month. But also we're in June. We are not far off from the November election, and they know it. And they perceive the utter weakness and embarrassment right now of the Biden administration. And they're going to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. It's just really, they're putting together a pretty good plan.
Yeah.
And it could work if we don't get the right president in there. And I think that with what we've seen with Biden recently, there's enough time to usher somebody else in there. And I certainly hope it's not any of the names that we've
bait and switch. They're going to do bait and switch, Andrew. That's what they're doing. Bait and switch, indict and switch. They're trying to do this all within the same time frame.
Yeah, there was this TV show that was on a few years ago. Maybe you saw it with Kevin Spacey called The House of Cards. And he was elected president without ever running for president. It was just the right combination of games being back channeled. And eventually his wife became president. And it's they've said for years that maybe that TV show was loosely written on the about the Clintons. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was. But some of the people that contributed as far as consultants were former politicians. But it's even though that's meant to be entertainment and it's complete fiction, supposedly, it those things can happen. The right combination of things going wrong can put anybody in there as president.
It can. And this is, I remember before the 2020 election, I sounded like a broken record. And I kept saying the hallmark of a brilliant chess player is their ability to bait their opponent into making a move that they think is going to profit them. But when they make that move, it's really a trap and it's checkmate. And they're getting this insatiable desperation setting in right now that is going to cause them to make mistakes.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So now what does this mean financially? And then we and Andrew have an announcement we'll talk about right after this. So we have a really fun announcement for all of you. But so what does this mean right now financially? We're halfway through the year. We're encroaching on the election. How are the markets acting to all of this?
Well, we're seeing the stock market artificially go up. And that's because the Fed Reserve keeps printing dollars out of thin air that aren't backed by anything.
Sounds like the Weimar Republic in Germany. Go on, Andrew.
Exactly. And it's given us the feeling that everything's okay. And that's mm-hmm. that's when we really have to be extra cautious, because nothing that we can say or do here is going to change the fact that we have an election here in about 6 months. Everybody's watching. We have a couple of significant wars happening right now that are probably have something to do with everything that's going on right now. And this is a time to kind of pull back the reins a little bit, protect what you have. I've been yelling it from the rooftops for years now that you need to have gold and silver, not so it can go up in value, but so that you can preserve what you already have. Our secondary goal is, of course, we would like it to see for it to gain a profit. And silver's up about 25 to 30% this year, and gold's not far behind that. So we've seen significant returns this year for the people that have sold, and it's not too late to get in. It's gold and silver are going to go much higher. If you Google on your free time, $3,000 gold, you'll find many, many different articles about written by very, very trusted resources that say that it's going to happen, and it will.
And you know, Andrew, it's interesting because you had come to me. Now I'm going to tell the funny story because this is kind of a funny story. So, and then I'll have Andrew kind of announce it. But Andrew came to me, right? And he said to me, Amanda, how would you feel about doing a coin, right? And my first visceral reaction, now he says me and Clay have the same reaction, which is kind of funny, is Andrew, my name's not going on a coin and the ministry name's not going on a coin. I'm not doing it. Andrew sort of chuckled because he probably already knew I was going to say that. Mm-hmm. And he had said to me, what if it like meant something? What if you did something that really meant something to people, right? Kind of like Clay did the same thing in a way.
Yep.
And so I said, well, I'll pray about that. So I prayed about it, and I prayed about it with Barbara as well. And so basically what came to me, right, was something very unique that in many ways, Andrew, is prophetic, what is on this coin. And I have one. I know you have one. And if you want me, I'll show it, and then you can Please. Explain to everybody. So we designed the coin, right? And on the front, there's a picture of Cyrus. And it says Cyrus, faithful shepherd, which is a prophetic play on words, right? For Isaiah 45, when it came to Cyrus and when it came to Donald Trump. And then on the back, there is an ark with a dove with the olive branch coming, which means the water had receded and the judgment had receded. And it says, in God we trust, saving grace 2024. There it is. So as you can see, the first part is Cyrus, faithful shepherd. And there is, that is Cyrus's profile. We took a picture of Cyrus and that is his profile. And on the back, in God we trust, saving grace 2024. And there's the dove coming with the olive branch back to the ark because it had finally found a place of rest where the water receded. And so the only way I was going to do this is if it meant something to people and it prophetically meant something. And so after prayer and praying about this, this is what we came up with. So Andrew, if you'd like to explain some more.
Sure, sure. So this is a 1 ounce silver coin and you can only get it here. And I love this because this supports the cause. This supports you in protecting what everything that you've ever worked for in your family. And the artwork's absolutely amazing. So the saving grace is, lets you know that this is an Ark of Grace coin, but yet it means that
God is our saving grace.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just absolutely wonderful. Cyrus, faithful shepherd. And what Amanda's referring to with Clay Clark's coin, he didn't want anything on there either that directly linked to him because he's humble just as Amanda is. But he did do one little thing that's just kind of an inside thing. Mm-hmm. So if you go on our website and if you were to look at the Reawaken America half ounce gold coin, there's a map of America.
Map of the United States, yeah, yep.
On the back, and it has like what appears to be a star with rays coming out of it. It looks like it's exactly in the middle of the country, but it's actually coming out of Tulsa. And
I thought that was cool.
It is, and like you did the same thing with Cyrus, because for those that know you well, you know that it is Cyrus the dog, and also Cyrus, biblically speaking, and we absolutely love it. I think this is the best coin we've ever been involved with. They've come out in such high quality. I've got a bunch of them here as well, and these are the ones that you have, and the ones that I have are the first 20 to come out.
Yep.
For people that want to get them, reach out to us because the pricing changes every day. So it doesn't do too much good to talk about the pricing, but it changes 4 or 5 times a day. But right now we're doing a pre-order. Mm-hmm. They'll ship in about 2 weeks. We could surprise you and ship them a little quicker, or it could be a half week or a week longer. That happens sometimes with the excitement of these, but it's worth it. It's we've actually ordered the first 30,000. Those are being made right now, and we'll end up ordering another 30,000 before the first one's even delivered. So it's a beautiful, beautiful coin. It's going to hold its value forever. Each one is an ounce of silver, and owning these.
And it can be used as tender. So you know what I mean? You can barter with it. You can use it as tender. I like the fact it's silver for that reason, you know, and this means something for this year.
Exactly. For example, if you were going to the Reawaken America tour to try and meet Amanda and you wanted to get one of the VIP tickets for the back and you went there without cash, if you had enough of these, it would serve as a way to enter. Yeah, it's tender. Mm-hmm. And if the banks fail and you have this, you can negotiate a transaction with anybody else that understands what the value of silver is. And we're really only in the beginning of this because it's estimated that about 1-2% of Americans understand the value of gold and silver and how they can protect your portfolio and how you can transfer wealth with gold and silver. Yes. But that's just a small percentage of Americans, but they're starting to wake up.
Let me ask Andrew, for people that, because we get a lot of questions in chat about IRAs and gold-backed IRAs, how does that work with them transferring that to you?
So these are IRA acceptable as well, which is not an easy task. That means they have to be, and I know Amanda knows this from your financial background, these have to be COMEX approved, which is like the highest purity of silver out there. And it has to be approved by the depositories that we ship them into. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is something. I've got stacks of 10-ounce silver bars that are not IRA acceptable. So so we will gladly buy these and sell these at any time, just as we do many of the other coins from the Reawaken America Tour. And I do believe that this is going to be the biggest one that we've ever done. And these, you can get them as cash purchases or IRA purchases. And just one thing is the minimum order for anything that we've had in the past was about $2,000. We've had to raise that to $2,500 because of California. California has raised the threshold of what is taxable in regards to precious metals. And we don't want to charge anybody tax for gold and silver. In all my years, we've never done that. Never, ever have we charged tax.
Yeah.
So in order for us to avoid that, we have to stay at the $2,500 threshold. And some people out there might not love that idea. And one recommendation that we've been able to successfully give to people over the last couple of years is that you could go in with neighbors or friends, or buy some of them as gifts. And that's worked out really well. So I apologize that we have to have a minimum of now 2,500, but it is to-
You could thank Gavin Newsom.
Yes, absolutely.
Write him a thank you letter. Tell him that you thank him that he's doing this now in the state of California.
It's I don't know how they say so many people here in California like him, because I personally watched what he did during COVID and was not impressed at all. Mm-hmm. And many people here that I talked to felt the same way. In fact, they tried to get him booted as governor. It didn't work, but they tried to. And here he is almost ready to swoop in on the presidency. Let's hope we can stop that.
He's circling. All right. We all see that. You know what I mean? We're not blind to that fact that he is definitely doing that. However, it's a referendum on how he's run California. Basically, I don't know how much traction he'd get, because everyone is very aware of what's going on in California and in New York, the two bookends of the United States of America. So this is why they're bringing the other sharks out to start circling now.
Exactly. I'll tell you that, like, usually I just like to talk about gold and silver, but since we bring up California and Gavin Newsom, for me, born and raised in California, and for somebody that lives in Los Angeles or even the Beverly Hills area, when you walk around town, you don't meet too many other people that are actually from here. And so I used to be proud to be from here. And I got to tell you, after traveling to Detroit recently for the Reawaken Tour, and that's people in California, or maybe people in other parts of the country, think that that's not a well taken care of city or region of United States. I was very impressed with walking around in the downtown area.
I was too.
The place is clean for the most part. There's almost no homelessness, and I'm sure that there's a fair amount of crime, but that's everywhere. But here in California, it's not safe to walk around. It doesn't matter if you're in a bad neighborhood or in Beverly Hills.
Between migrants and between drugs and drug dealers and users, it is spread like a virus across California.
And Los Angeles is one of the richest cities in all of the United States and entertainment capital of the world. And all I can say is just shame on Los Angeles and California in general, because this is a wonderful place to live. Most of the time, but just not right now. So it's hopefully we can get a president in office and we can get the right leadership here locally to change that.
And that would be nice if the president and the right leadership in California could come together and turn California around. That would be, you know, something amazing. And the right president gets in, they would have a lot of pull on an election in California.
Absolutely.
To endorse.
We'll be praying for that for sure.
Hey, Andrew, pray. You need to pray right now. Yes. And you need to pray for that Gavin Newsom gets replaced, honestly, because it's not fair right now. The amount of tax in California, you know, what's going on with their water systems, what's going on with drought, what's going on with wildfires, with drugs, with migrants. I mean, it is just, this once beautiful state is getting completely overrun by this issue. And I'll tell you something. Not far from where I live here, Andrew, in Pleasant Valley, they had people holding pro-Hamas signs on the road.
Wow.
pro-Hamas signs in the Hudson Valley. Do you know what my husband did? Good thing I wasn't there. I might have duct taped his mouth shut. And I'm being very honest about that. But he was with his aide, and apparently somebody had this sign, and he hung out the window and screamed, "Israel is forever," as he was driving by, and came home all proud of himself. And his aide just goes, "You don't want to know what I went through with this." But they're starting to gather and openly come out.
Yeah.
You know, I happen to know people that have a property in Poughkeepsie. There were migrants sleeping in tents on their driveway, and they said that's where they were dropped off.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. This is happening here in upstate New York now too.
Yeah. That's it's so terrible to hear. I travel a lot, and this last during the holiday season about 6 months ago, I went to Japan, and I'd been there before, and it's the cleanest. Tokyo is the cleanest city I've ever seen in my entire life. Like it's unbelievable. Whatever they're doing there, we're the best country out there. But whatever they're doing in Tokyo, we need to pull a page out of that book.
Yeah, definitely. They don't tolerate a lot. You know, in Japan for certain things, they don't.
Yep.
You know, they give harsher sentences. They keep the streets clean. They just, you know, don't allow drug use to run rampant amongst other things. And that's sometimes what happens with freedom. You know, freedom is liberty with responsibility, but sometimes people take freedom and they run the other direction with it and they start becoming destructive.
Absolutely.
So we see that. But Andrew, where can we have the info up, but if people want to talk to you about these coins, where can they reach out to you?
The best way is to send me an email directly, like so many of the Ark of Grace listeners have been doing, or go right on our website at bh-pm.com.
Okay.
And then when you fill out the online form, there's a notes section. You could say Ark of Grace of Cyrus coin or AOC Cyrus coin.
Okay.
And I have two dedicated people that can handle the calls for those. And they know that this is important. They're going to tell you it's a pre-order. They're going to tell you we're not shipping for two, could be a little bit longer, minimum 2 weeks. If you're okay with that, then go ahead. But and for people that call in, we do get those calls, but the response time is a little bit slower. So,
okay.
But if you do, there's a message system in place, but really the online or the emails are best.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we have all the information down there, Andrew. They can reach out to you. Andrew, thank you for coming on.
Well,
we look forward to having you back on soon.
Oh, yes. And I'm very proud of what we've created here. And thank you so much for the opportunity. And I'm looking forward to getting them in the hands of so many people out there. So thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. God bless.
God bless.
Okay. And this is going to conclude our time together too, because Mordecai probably will be here any minute, and I'm going to have to keep an eye on my adorable little goober all night and make sure he is okay. But thank you everyone for staying on and listening. I'm very excited about this only because it means something. You know, it means something for the year. It means something having to do with Isaiah 45. It means something to do with the dove with the olive branch finally seeing that the water had receded and the judgment of God had receded. It really does. And so I really appreciate that Andrew approached me about this. I was able to pray about it. We were able to come up with that. So thank you everyone for joining us. The notes will be on the blog. Once again, I want to announce again our night of prayer. We could put up who's going to be up there again. We'll put up the flyer for you right at the end there. Here you go. And please share this if you can. So, you know what we're going to put up to in a moment? We'll put up where you can find us on social media. But please share this. If you can share this on your Twitters, if you can share this on social media, if you can share this broadcast, we'd very much appreciate it. We want to really get as many to come together in a night of prayer and just locking arms and standing together and being vocal about our faith, being vocal about our trust in the Lord, and just crying out to the Lord in an hour where most definitely the serpent is on the move. So if you want to reach us on social media, we can put up for you. So we are at Ark of Grace Ministries on Rumble. We are the same on YouTube. We are Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y on Facebook. We are Ark of Grace 88 on Instagram. We put a lot of shorts on Instagram. So I started doing shorts 2 minutes or under, and we are posting those. We are at Amanda Grace underscore AOG on X. We are at Ark of Grace Ministries on TikTok and the same on Telegram. So please go and subscribe to these if you can. We would very much appreciate it. So praise the Lord. This is where we're going to end for tonight because we're at an hour and 10 minutes. Thank you everyone for tuning in, for sticking with us, for all of your prayers for Mordecai and Chester. We will update you on Chester. I am waiting to hear the verdict on Chester from the doctor today. And if they are going to let him come home, we will get a picture of Mordecai and post it over the next 24 hours or the next couple of days. So you can see an update picture of him as well. I have to say the doctors at the Bedford Hills Veterinary Center for Birds were amazing. And we are very grateful the extra care that they took with Mordecai, and we very much appreciate that. So God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. I say it every single day. Please anoint your homes right now. Anoint your property. Do your due diligence right now. Be sober-minded and vigilant because the enemy is attempting multi-point attacks to literally try to get you focused on problems and your focus off of the Lord and what he needs you to do. So please take this seriously right now. Also, Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51, Ephesians 1 and 3, and the Lord's Prayer. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. We'll be back on later on in the week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.